Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Welcome back. Simon Sadi Tess, all about bones. So the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Tzadi Ches Amid Beis records a debate whether the shear of Bittel is Shishim or Mea. The Gemara says that each opinion derives their position from Zra B'Sheila, and the question is how the Bittel takes place vis-a-vis the bones. So the opinion that says Shishim holds Basar Vatzamos, Bahade Basar Vatzamos, and therefore there is 60 times when it comes to the Zra B'Sheila, if you add the Basar and Atzamos Shal Isser versus the Basar Vatzamos Shal Heter, it's not actually Isser there, it's Shal Kohen, but Isser to Heter, there's a 60-to-1 ratio if you include the bones in both components. And the opinion that says Mea says Basar Behade Basar Misharinan. In other words, you discount or exclude the Atzamot both Shal Hit Isser and Shal Heter from the calculation. So what's the difference? So apparently the Zroa has a higher proportion of bones, so if you include the bones, then there's a lower ratio. So from the Gemara, it would seem that at the very least, the opinion that says Shishim, which of course is the opinion that we accept, that position maintains that Atzamos are Aser, and the Mitzdarif Lasar. What the position of Mea holds is unclear. Maybe we'll consider that shortly. This seems to be contradicted from a Yerushalmi in Arla, Parak Aleph Halacha Gimel, which says that Klipe Iser Ma'alim Esa Iser, meaning to say that the klipos, the shells of Iser, are mitzdaref leheter. So you add them to the heter. So if we are to equate atzamos and shells, so then there's a contradiction. The Yerushalmi says that shells or bones of Iser, not only are they not mitzdaref leiser, but they're mitzdaref leheter, which doesn't correspond to either position in the Bavli. You could have said that corresponded to the position of Mea in the Bavli. That doesn't include them in Yisr, but that a position of Mea doesn't include them in Heter either. So the Yerushalmi doesn't seem to correspond to either position in the Bavli and says that we are mitzdaref atzamos to the Heter. So there are five answers to this question found in the Rishonim. And I'll briefly state what they are, and then we'll consider what each one says. I'm sure you've seen all of them if you've done the Beis Yosef. So the simplest solution is that of the Ramban. The Ramban writes, it's a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli holds atzamos armitzdarif le'iser. The Yerushalmi holds that atzamos armitzdarif le'heter. The Ran, on our sugya, says that our sugya is talking about soft bones, and the Yerushalmi is talking about hard bones. In other words, the resolution is to distinguish between two types of bones. Soft bones are like meat, and therefore they're mitzdaref lasor. And hard bones are not like meat. They are neither. They're not iser, and therefore not only are they not mitzdaref lasor, but they can be mitzdaref laheter. This is the view of the Ran, the Ra'ah, and the Shach also paskins that way. The third answer is that of the Rosh. The Rosh says that basically our sugya is an asmachta, it's a simin. It's trying to figure out where shishim comes from, and it comes up with a simin. The ratio of meat plus bones to meat plus bones of this Rabbi Shela is shishim. This relates to the point we've discussed earlier, that many of the Rishonim understand the whole sugya of Zra B'Sheila as an asmachta. There are many reasons besides this to assume it's an asmachta. A lot of problems with this sugya. It's min b'mino and the like. And therefore, since anyway you're going to want to learn that our sugya is an asmachta, so we'll throw this in as an asmachta as well, or it's a simin. And therefore we paskin like the Yerushalmi. Who paskins this way? The Mechaber. And the Ramah paskins this way, Mikra Adin. And l'chora, according to this view, as we'll see, even the soft bones are mitzdaref to the heter. Meaning to say, even the atzamos harak and shel iser are mitzdaref to the heter. How do I know that? Because we'll see that the Rash brings a raya that this is true from Gidin. The Gemara says that we paskin like the view, ein begidin beno sein tam. So even though the Gid HaNash is Aser, it's an Iser De'oraisa to eat it, it's Eino Oser Es Hashar. And not only that, but the Rash says, you see from there that even Atzamos Rakin are not Oser. Now, why? Because a Gid apparently has more Lachos than, and Rakos than an Etzem. So from the fact that the Rash brings a Raya from the Gid, the implication is that even Atzamos Rakin are going to be Mitzdarif Lahatar. The fourth view is the Orza Ruah, at least according to one Girsa. There are two Girsas in the Orza Ruah, but according to one Girsa, and the Orza Ruah makes a very surprising split. He says that Atzamos Shel Heter are Mitzdarif Lahatar. However, Atzamos Shel Isser are not Mitzdarif, neither Le'Isser nor Lahatar. This is perplexing because it's against both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And moreover, why should it be? In other words, once you're going to say that Atzamos Shel Isser are not Mitzdarif L'Isser, so why would they not be Mitzdarif L'Hatter? So we'll return to that shortly to explain it. And finally, the fifth position is the Rabbeinu Yerucham. It's quoted in the Bedek HaBayis of the Beis Yosef. It's Paskin L'Halacha by the Pri Chadash. And he holds that at least when we're dealing with the Suffolk D'Oraisa, we have to be choshesh that even Atzamos Shel Heter are not Mitzdarif L'Hatter. So you can't even include, this is more machmir than the Bavli. The Bavli said, at the very least, you could be Mitzdarif the Atzamos Shel Heter with the Heter. So it's more machmir than the Bavli and Yerushalmi. Again, very perplexing. Why is he concerned? But he holds, and we'll explain it shortly as well, that Atzamos Shel Heter are not Mitzdarif to Heter. So this is sort of most similar maybe to the opinion in the Bavli that says Meah. That we'll see as well what the basis for this position is. So now let's go through each of these five positions and consider why they say what they say. So going back to the first position, the Ramban. So the Ramban really is the simplest solution. Pashup Shad is there's a stira between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, in which case you would presumably pass in like the Bavli, and then the halacha would be that Atzamos Shel Isser would be Mitzdarif L'Isser, and Atzamos Shel Heter would be Mitzdarif L'Heter. So why are Atzamos Shel Isser Mitzdarif with the Isser? Pashtus, I would say, is that they have Lachuchis and Tam in them, and therefore they're Oser, like the Basar Atzmo. In other words, when we say that Atzamos Shel Isser are Mitzdarif L'Isser, we're not just talking about the fact that it's Oser to eat the bones. The bones, in fact, might be inedible, as we'll discuss shortly. We're talking about the fact that it's Mitzdarif L'Isser. In other words, it's no same time, right? If you have a Kezias of Isser, 50% meat, 50% bones, that will Oser 60 Kezasim of up to 60 Kezasim of potatoes. So how do the bones have the koach lesser as ha potatoes? It must be that bones have tam and are no same tam. They're polate tam, just like basar is polate tam. Perhaps this is exactly what Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rav Asi are arguing about. Do we assume that atzamos are chafshe shel iser or not? Not clear. He doesn't explain. But one way or the other, the Ramban certainly assumes that the Bavli and the Halacha is that Atzamos Shel Isser are Aser. And one question that you might ask is that this is against a Mefurish Drasha, the Taras Kohanim and the Sifron Parsha Shmini, Parsha Beis Os Ches, or in other editions, Yud Aleph Os Ches. So the Gemara there says, the Medrash there says, Amibsaram velomina atzamos velomina gidim velomina tlafaim shalahem. The pasuk says mibsaram lo sochelu, and we darshin mibsaram lo sochelu. You may not eat the basar, but atzamos are not included in the iser. So you see explicitly that there's no iser in the atzamos. So what would the Ramban do with that drasha? So one possibility is to say that they're talking about two different types of atzamos. The Ramban, or the Bavli, which says that atzamos shel iser are osrim, is talking about atzamos that have lachluchis in it, that have tam in it. And the Sifra is talking about atzamos that are dried out and are not no same tam. The problem with saying that is that then we would ask, well, why did we need a drasha to be matirit? If, after all, these atzamos that the Sifra is permitting are totally dried out, so presumably we would know even without a drasha that it's mutter. So maybe what Ramban would say, you're right, you don't really need a drasha, it's an asmachta. And in fact, this isn't such a far-fetched possibility. This drasha is not quoted in Shas, at least L'inyan Achila. There's a slightly different drasha. It's not quoted in the Rambam as well, L'inyan Achila. It's not quoted by any of the Mefarshim in the Shulchan Aruch, this drasha, that atzamos aren't aser. The reason why I think I thought to look into it was because Rashi al HaTorah quotes it. But Rashi al HaTorah frequently quotes things that are asmachtas, certainly quote the Ramban, and therefore maybe the Ramban would say that simply that drasha is an asmachta, and therefore we're going to paskin like the Bavli, that we treat atzamos as iser. It's interesting, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Avos HaTumah Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, he paskins that atzamos are not metame mishum nevela. In other words, tumas nevela does not apply to atzamos, and the source for that is a brisa on Chulin on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, which says benivla sa velo beor velo beatzamos. In other words, a very similar drasha to this sifra, except on a different word. Instead of darshaning it from mibsaram, it's darshit from benivla sa. Now the pashtus is that if we're going to say, let's say the Rambam paskin said there's no tumas nevela, it's because they don't have a din nevela. There's no iser achila also. Though again, we need a drasha for this. So what would the Ramban say? In other words, a simple understanding is that the Gemara that says that there's no din of tumas nevela is telling us that there's no iser, there should also be no iser achila on atzamos. Tosfos makes that point explicitly. Tosos and Ein Avodah Zarah Samach Tesamet Aleph Dibur Maschil Hahu writes that since Atzamos Hachamor Tehoros Memela, they're also Mutaros. So the simple understanding is that they would be treated the same. So again, this brings us back to the question of what was the Ramban thinking. Perhaps the Ramban would say that there's a difference between Tuma and Achila. So I'm not sure. The Ramban doesn't address this question at all. I guess, theoretically, there could be four possible ways to understand what the Ramban would say. So number one is that we learn from the drasha that there's no iser in the atzamos, even though they have some lachluchas, and that's why we need a drasha, in which case you'd have to say that the Bavli argues with the drasha, or it assumes it's an asmachta, and there's an iser at least when there's lachluchas. So that's one way to understand. The Ramban would hold basically that the drasha is either an asmachta or lo alibed hilchasa. Possibility two is that there's an iser derabanan on atzamos, and our gemara is an asmachta. In other words, when the Ramban writes that the Bavli prohibits atzamos, and they holds that they're mitzarif lisser, that's a din derabanan, it's an asmachta, and at least it should be aser when there's a lachluchas. And we'll see shortly that this is in fact the view of the Rambam in Machalos Asuros Dalet Yud Ches. He writes ha'ochal minevela v'treifa v'chulei u'min atzamos afa pi shu aser hareza pater. The Rambam seems to learn that atzamos are not iser derabanan. Okay, it doesn't sound that way from the Ramban, but that's another possibility. In general, what is the Ramban Shita? Okay. And including taking into account the Taras Kohanim. A third possibility is that they're talking about two different things. The Bavli is talking about Lachluchas, the Sifra is talking about when there's no lach luchas. The problem with that is, A, why do you need the drasha? B, the Sifra is also equally matir in the same breath, a gidim. And at least I'm told by the Rishonim the poskim that gidim have lachos. So it would seem like the Sifra is permitting even yeshbam lachos. And finally, the fourth possibility is perhaps the most creative, and you might want to combine it with the other ones. I saw from the Rav. The Rav wanted to make the following theory, had the following theory in the Ramban. Remember we saw before, when we discussed Hanan, see, we're already back to Hanan, that there's a lot of evidence that if you say Hanan, at least Hanan for Shari Surim, it's not the same thing as saying that it's Nefach Lenevela. What is the pshat? The pshat is that you have to be mevatel, not just the iser, but the carrier of the iser. One perhaps quite extraordinary reflection of that position is the view of the Mordechai, who holds that we hold of Hanan even with the charsis akli, meaning to say, even though this is non-food, it's mitzaref to the iser, linyan bittel. So even though it's not food, which means theoretically you could eat it, right? But nevertheless, it's mitzaref l'iser. Well, how could that be? So the answer must be that the yesod of Hanan is that you have to be mevatel not just the iser, but the carrier of the iser as well. That's the way the Rav understood Hanan by Shari Surim. We showed that that's not necessarily a view of all Rishonim. Let's say not Rabbeinu Tam, for example, but some, at least some theories, some Rishonim understand Hanan that way. So Im Kain, he explained the Ramban over here in a very similar way. He said, look, we're stuck, right? The Ramban doesn't make any sense. If, like we said, all the possibilities are shver, if you say it's aser, so it's against the Sifra and it's against the other Gemara that says there's no Tumas Nevela. If you say it's only the Rabban, they don't all, the first three possibilities are all very shver. Must be, the pshat in the Ramban is that the Ramban holds you have to be mevatel, not just the iser, but if you have atzamos that are mitzuraf, that are davuk, lehabasar, so you have to be mevatel them as well. In other words, there's no contradiction between the Ramban and the Taras Kohanim. The Taras Kohanim is saying that atzamos are not aser. And the Bavli disagrees with that. If you wanted to eat the bones, you could eat the bones. If you wanted to crush the bones and turn them into gelatin and eat them, fine. Atzamos aren't aser. And that's what the Bavli says, just like Gidim, that's why they don't have Tumas Nevela, and the like. Atzamos aren't aser. And that's the drasha, the Sifra, and the Ramban will have no problems with that. The Chiddush of the Bavli, and perhaps you'd want to say this is only an Asmachta, it's hard to imagine this is a Din D'Oraisa, but maybe. The Chiddush of the Bavli, of the Ramban, is that since the Etzem and the Basar form a single unit, presumably this would only be true if they're attached to each other, so at least the Manda Amar that you need Shishim for Zohar B'Sheila holds that if you have a bone attached to a piece of meat, they are like a single unit, and not only do you have to be Mevatel the meat, you have to be Mevatel the attached bone. It's not quite the carrier, like in Hanan, but a very similar Svara. Sometimes, when it comes to Bittel, you don't just need to be Mevatel the Isser, but also that which is associated with the Isser. And the bone is certainly associated with the Isser. It's one piece. And that's the Rav's theory to explain the Ramban. Yeah?
How can you say that the bones are mutter to eat, but they still have Tam Isser that...
They're no same Tam. So we'll get to that possibility a little later, and you could say that. It's possible to say that. In other words, what we'll basically say, and I think this is a good possibility, I also had this tzad, is that they're like the Rav, that these are two separate things, but But they're really talk, but not because of anything fancy, like a carrier svara, a much simpler svara, that they're no Saint Tom, though they themselves are an usher. Now the problem with saying that is the following. Why are they not usher? Because they're not food? Okay, so why do we need a medrash to tell me that? In other words, I don't need a drasha to tell me that non-food is not usher, unless that's what it's telling me. And if you say that it is food, so then why is it mutter to eat? And if you're going to say that the drasha is permitting it, so shouldn't the drasha be matir their tam and not just them? So that possibility raises a number of difficult questions.
What else would the medrash be teaching us if not that?
Well, the easiest way to understand the medrash is that it's telling me that these, well, let's take a step back. Theoretically, you could understand the medrash in one of two ways. Right? Either the medrash is basically telling me the chiddush that these are non-foods and non-foods are mutter. And this is the makor for the concept that non-foods are an asur, right? Or you could understand the medrash as telling me that even though this is food, or at least is capable of being no Saint Tom, it's still not asur. It's gzeiras hakasav, right? Those are lechora the two ways we could understand the medrash, assuming we accept it, right? Again, the other way to explain the Ramban is to say that we don't pass them like that medrash, or it's in, right? But assuming we accept that medrash, so those are the two theoretical ways I think that the medrash could be understood. Again, either that the medrash is being machadish that this isn't food, and it's teaching me the general chiddush that non-food is mutter, or it's teaching me that even though this is food or it's capable of being no Saint Tom, there's a gzeir sakasav, a chiddush chachatara that is nevertheless okay. It's not bechlal nevela. So now, if you assume, so you're saying basically that the Ramban took the former option, right? That the Ramban understood that the medrash is teaching me that this is non-food. And I said, well, why do you need a drasha for it? That's the chiddush of the drasha. That's the chiddush of the drasha. Now, the problem is, then, why is it capable of being osir al yedei nesina stam? So you'd have to say that non-food has the capability of being osir. What? Well, in Kalim, we say that indeed. Though that's a little different because there the blios are something separate from the actual kli.
Mm-hmm. Also, that doesn't produce its own tam iser, meaning it's just it has tam iser from somewhere else. And now we're saying something is producing its own tam iser, but it itself is not for the eat.
Exactly. That's right. That's the distinction between a kli and an etzem. A kli is not food. It is boleya tam iser, and therefore it could be pole tam iser. The tam that the bones are polate is not some other tam that they absorbed. It's their tam. Right? So that's a bit of a chiddush to consider. But that could be an option
for
the Ramban.
There's a precedent for that.
We'll get back to that precedent when
it seems very, it doesn't seem a stabber that. This and something else will be usher to eat, but this itself is going to eat.
If you saw the drasha simply telling me nothing more than saying inedible things are not usher, so then you could understand it.
And that's not being begun anything about the time?
So that's what you'd have to say. You'd have to say right. that without this I would have thought that inedible things are usher, or at least have a shame ochel, like for example Linyan Tumas Nevela. Right? They have a shame, right? Inedible things, and that's what the drasha is telling me. That's what the drasha is telling me. So I think it's a possibility. I agree it's a chiddush, and we're going to return to this very question when we talk about gelatin. We'll get there maybe today, but Rav Aaron Cutler, in his famous tshuva about gelatin, raises this very question that we're discussing now in terms of how to understand this Tars Kohanim. And he tries to argue that actually the question of gelatin hinges on this very question. So we'll get back to this question for now. For now, we'll keep it in mind. Yeah.
Explain that. I mean, you can say that inedible things are still considered usurim, but they're just not. It's not like you're saying it's not considered achila.
Right. Right. In other words, it's a chefza shel iser, and the Torah is telling me in this drasha that the iser achila only applies to things that are edible. Lemashal, what would you say about something that's nifsal? Right? So, we'll actually discuss this at length, but without getting into the sugya, you could have said two things. If we something that's nifsal has a shame iser, there's just no iser achila associated with it.
Right.
So if we said the same thing, that bones are a chetza shel iser, and the drash is teaching me there's no maisa achila, or the maisa achila of something that's inedible is not aser. So memela, something that was derived from that bone, would still be aser. That's why gelatin might be aser, despite the drasha. And also, something that is niflat from the bones would be aser. Right? That's, again, to jump ahead, but we'll get back to this, that's how he comes up with an iser of gelatin, despite the taraskanim. We could say that that's gufa what? Exactly what Sammy said. That's exactly what the Taras Kohanim is telling me.
Even though when time is oser, it's the hargasha of the presence of that which it came from.
But since I'm eating it in the context of something edible, then that's okay.
It's just with a term as achila, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Wouldn't it be more to say Eshel and Eshel and Eshel Shuta?
Sorry?
Eshel and Eshel Shuta. Yeah. What are the smash when they change?
Asher, okay, so that's a raya, how to understand something that's nifsal.
Yeah.
Right. So, assuming that's true with respect to something that's nifsal, then we have to figure out how that relates to atzamas. Right? I gave something as nifsal, that's nifsal as an analogy. Not that they're necessarily the same. Okay. Okay, so that's the view of the Ramban. Right? The view of the Ramban. The next position we'll consider is the Rash. This is the Rash. It's quoted in the Beis Yosef. It's from Trumos, Perkei Mishneh Tes. So first, he says, maybe there's no stira between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. They're talking about two different things. The Bavli is talking about Atzamos, and the Yerushalmi is talking about Klipin. Klipin are Mitztaref Leheter. Klipo Shel Isser are Mitztaref Leheter. And Atzamo shel iser or mitzdarif l'iser. Why would that be? Presumably because atzamos have more lachos than klipin. If you think of, I don't know, a walnut shell, so there's no lachos in there. If you think about a bone, so there is lachos. Now we should note that when we talk about lachos, we're not talking about moach. We are not talking about marrow. Everybody's going to agree that marrow has a shame of basar, and it's aser, and it's mitzdarif l'iser. There's nothing to talk about. We're talking about the natural moisture that's in the bones that is not the marrow. Scientifically, that might be somewhat difficult to figure out, because I think a lot of it would be called marrow, but not don't have to worry about it. When we're talking about marrow, that means, we talk about moach, when the Shulchan Aruch says moach is aser, it's talking about an actual accumulation, right? If you break a bone in half, if it's a bigger bone, you'll see, you know, you could take out the moach, you could make a marrow sandwich. It's really good. Not so healthy, though. Anyway, right, so that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about lachos. So, that would be, the Rosh's first solution is that atzamos have lachos, and therefore they are aser, and klipin don't have lachos, and therefore they're mitzdarif leheter. But the Rash says this doesn't make sense. Why? Because we know that according to the opinion that ein begidin v'no sein tam, so a gid has no capability, let's say the gid hanasha, has no capability of prohibiting, of asering a tarovas. Now, gidim have lachos. Right? Again, if you, when you're eating a steak, so you see some gidin in them, right? So that has lachos in it, and yet it's eno no sein tam. It has no capability of asering. So you see, then, that even something with lachos can't be oser. Gidin have more lachos apparently than atzamos, and therefore the Rash concludes that even atzamos, seemingly that have lachos in it, are mutter, and that explains the Yerushalmi. why Atzamos could be Mitzdarif Lahetar. Ay, what about the Bavli? Like we said, it's a Simana Be'alma, it's an Asmachta, it's trying to come up with a source for the Shir Shishim, a Simon for the Shir Shishim, and that's all that it is. And this is the view of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber. Oh. Okay, so the Rash and the Ramban are also are both quite simple. Now the more complicated Shita. So the next Shita is the Or Zeruah. And the question that we asked on the Or Zeruah is Mima Nefshach. Right, again, the Or Zeruah said that Atzamo shall heter amitzdarif leheter, and Atzamo shall isser anamitzdarif lo leesser velo leheter. And we said, first of all, it's neither like the Bavli nor the Yerushalmi. Right? The Ramban said we pass on like the Bavli. The Rash basically said we pass on like the Yerushalmi. The Or Zeruah is like neither. Because if you hold like the Yerushalmi, the Atzamo shall isser should be mitzdarif leheter. If you hold like the Bavli, the Atzamo shall isser should be mitzdarif leheter. What is the reason for this pshara of the Rash? And Manashach, doesn't make sense. Once you're going to say that they're not Mitzdarif L'Isser, then why shouldn't they be Mitzdarif L'Hatter? So maybe, so you could just say it's like a Chumrah. And if you look at the Shari Dura, Simin Dunhei, and the Hagos, where this is quoted, it does sound like it's a Chumrah. But again, L'Chora, it's very difficult to say it's just a Chumrah B'loi Taima. There has to be some reason for the Chumrah. So I thought the following pshat. Perhaps we have to raise a very basic question. We'll first raise it now, and we'll continuously get back to this question, which is, let's go back for a moment to the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi holds that Atzamo shel Isser are mitzdarif leheter. And the Rash paskins this way, and the Mechaber paskins this way. So how does that work? And very briefly now, we'll elaborate shortly, there are two models to understanding how this works. The first model, what the Prima Gadim calls the Bechina Rishona, is that Atzamos actually have no lachos. They're totally dry. How are they mitzdaref levata lesa iser? By simply absorbing the Isser. In other words, let's imagine that I have one kezias of Isser, let's say Basar Asser, and that falls into a pot with 40 kezasim of meat, shalheter, and 20 kezasim of bones, shalheter. So the Isser simply spreads throughout, diffuses equally in the entire Tarmofes, and therefore, practically, it's not going to be no Saint Tom to the Basar Shel Heter, because the one Kezias of Isser is polate one Kezias of Tom, which gets diffused through the 60 Kezias of Heter. That's what we'll call the first model, the Bechina Rishona. That's one way to understand it. There are a number of problems with this model. We'll get back to it. One problem is, well, the Heter is also Nivla into the bones, and therefore that should reduce its size. Another problem is the bones were that are bolei atam iser should now be polate that iser right back in. Another problem is, why should this be any different than a kli? We'll get back to all these questions, but those are some of the issues with the first bechina. So the second model is to say no. That, like we mentioned before, Atzamos have lachos in them. They're not like the Atzamos of Yechezkel. They're not all dried out. They have lachos. And the lachos is mivalvel es tam ha iser. Just like, basically, a potato is mivatel the tam shel iser by being mivalvel it. It's polate tam, and its tam causes the iser to become batel, so too this. And this model also needs explanation. We'll get to both of these models. Let's imagine for a moment, though, that the second model is correct, that it's the lachos shel basa, shel etzem, that's actually mevatel the tam. And I think this is actually the simpler understanding. There's a lot of evidence for this model over the first. But we'll get back to that. If we assume that's correct, so we're saying basically that the atzamos shel iser are being mevatel the heter al yedei halacha shelahem. Well, that raises a very interesting question, which is, the atzamos shel iser So they are nivela, and they have tam. Or let's say they don't have tam. If they had tam, then they'd be mistarf lesser. They don't have tam. Let me take a step back. 1 second. So if we consider this model, right? If we consider the possibility that it's the lachos shel hatzamo shel iser that are mevatel the heter, so then we have a question. But 1 second. If they have lachos, that should be aser, right? So the simplest solution is they have lachos, but it's lachos ein botam, like the gid ein batzamos but no same time. So therefore, the atzamos shel iser are capable of being mevatel the heter al yedei halachos shelahem, because that lachos is not oser. That's the simplest understanding. Now, if we imagine that that's the way things work, that's the Bechina Shnia, the simple reading of the Bechina Shnia. So maybe the Or Zeruah says the following. And this might be Bataras Chumra, but at least this would be the Svara. It's not mistaber that Nevela could be Mevatel Nevela. In other words, if we're going to say that the lachos of the Atzamo Shel Iser is lachos Shel Iser. So it's true, it can't be, it's not going to aser the heter, right? That's why the Atzamo Shel Iser is not going to be mitzaref l'iser, but it also doesn't have the capability of being mevatel iser. Maybe nevela can't be mevatel nevela. We saw in Simen Sadi Ches that we paskin, at least simply, that Isurim Mevatlin Zazel. Okay, but that's two different Isurim. That's Nevela could be Mevatel Dam. But here it's Nevela being Mevatel Nevela. Maybe the words that holds that Nevela can't be Mevatel Nevela. So it's true the Atzamo Shel Iser can't Aser, because they are Einam Beno Saint Tam. But maybe they also can't be Mitzdarif Lahatir. And that's the svara of the Or Zeruah. So therefore he says, Atzamo shel heter are mevstari flaheter. Why? Because they have lachos. Practically speaking, they could be mevatelet. But Atzamo shel iser can't be mevstari to bittel because nevela can't be mevatel nevela. Now then it would emerge something very interesting, because even though there's not going to be nesin astam, it's still going to be aser. So maybe it's the Rabbanan, maybe it's bichlal, the din de Rabbanan of min bimino, that we require shishim of heter keneged the iser. And that's even if the tam isn't nirgash. So here, even though the tam won't be nirgash, because practically speaking, they are going to have the koach to be mevatel asatam, but because it doesn't make sense that nevela could be mevatel nevela, so therefore, practically speaking, it's going to be aser. That would be the svara of the Or Zeruah. Now, just interestingly enough, the Rambam does seem to hold like the Or Zeruah, at least with respect to certain things. The Rambam writes in Trumos Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Zayin that Psoles Shel Truma is not Mitzdarif Im Achulin O Im HaTruma. But psolas shel chulin is mitzdarif im achulin, right? He writes, "In psolas shel truma mitzdareth es im truma les or achulin, ava psolas shel chulin mitzdareth es im achulin lahalos es truma." So the Ravid there says, 1 second, the Yerushalmi says otherwise. The Yerushalmi says that the klipin of isar mitzdarif leheter. So if you look at the Kesef Mishnah on that halacha, the Kesef Mishnah says that the Bavli and Chulin, Daf Tzadiches, our sugya, disagrees with the Yerushalmi. The Bavli's also not like the Rambam. So, still difficult. I saw the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Katan Yud tries to give an answer. It's not so pasha, but at least conceptually, how to deal with the Makoros is difficult, both for the Rambam and the Or Zeruah. It's sort of like putting the two together, combining the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. But at least conceptually, this could be a model for understanding the Rambam and the Or Zeruah. Yeah?
The
Or
Zeruah does say, Meikur Din, really, it is the son of Adam Yisrael.
So what you could understand the Orzer was just a chumrah, but then so then what's the tam of the chumrah? It's just a chumrah b'li tam.
I mean, there might be a tam. It doesn't sound like it's because the Orzer's not mustaber. It says
He thinks if somebody's matir it, we don't throw him. We don't put him in chayrim. But why is l'chatchil it's aser? So l'chora there has to, again, I don't know, maybe not, but I would assume that there has to be some type of reason for this. Okay. Fine. And then if this is the correct reading of the Orzer Rav and Rambam, so then you have to go back to the Matirim. What do they hold, right? So maybe they hold that it's exer sakasim, that it's amos and water. In other words, I said, no. The basis of the Orzer Ruah is that nevela can't be mevatel nevela. So what do the Matirim hold? The Matirim hold that. We go back to that Taras Kohanim and say, it's not nevela. The Taras says, it's mutter. Alternatively, you could say no. That once there's no tam, then in achanami, nevela can be mitzdarf to be mevatel nevela. It doesn't matter. As long as there's rov heter, so since in the end of the day there's not going to be a tam iser, that's all we really care about. That's all we really care about. And therefore it's going to be mutter. And then you'll say, well, what about min bimino? So I'll say, well, min bimino is only atu, requiring shishin by min bimino is zera atu mim sheno mino. We're not going to make it more chamor. Okay. Finally, the fifth view that we mentioned is Rabbeinu Yerucham, who says by Safik Deoraisa you have to be Choshesh that Atzamo Shel Heter are not Mitzdarif. In other words, even the Bavli says Atzamo Shel Heter Mitzdarif Leheter. So, what's his pshat? How could he go against the Bavli and the Yerushalmi? So, L'chora, he holds that, yeah. So the Bavli is talking about min bimino. And therefore, when it comes to a min bimino, we're makel, and a min b'sheino mino, we're not makel. So what's the svara? So the svara l'chora is, and this is the way the Pre-Chadash explains it, we'll get back to it, is that we're unsure. There's uncertainty. What's the uncertainty? That the bittel of atzamos takes place through the lachos, like we said before, l'china base, option two. If there's no lachos, there's no bittel. For any of the reasons why we said before, why we would reject Bechina number one. Now, there's some degree of uncertainty. We don't know which atzamos have lachos or don't have lachos, or how much lachos they have or how much lachos they don't have. And therefore, when it comes to a din de oraisa, we have to be machmir and choshesh that these are atzamos yveshim. There's not lachos, and therefore there's no bittel. And therefore, min b'shein umino we're machmir. Now, when it comes to min b'mino, since it's only Yisr D'Rabbanan, we could be Mako, we could presume that there is Lachos here, since anyway, Midorais, it's Batel B'Rov, and it's only Achshash D'Rabbanan. So for the Yisr D'Rabbanan, we say, we could presume that there's Lachos in the bones. So that is the view of Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Pre-Chadash. And we'll get back to the details of the Pre-Chadash shortly. Now, the view of the Rambam is interesting on a couple of levels, both of which we've mentioned, so I'll just reiterate them now. Number one is the Rambam's view in Trumos Yud Gimel Zayin that says that Psola Shel Truma is not Mitzdarif im Achulin and not Min HaTruma. And the second is the Rambam as a Chiddush with respect to the Kashrus of the bone itself. The Rambam in Dalid Yud Ches and also in Tes Zayin sounds like that there's a din basar midirabanan for atzamos. What's this based off of? So it's very interesting. If you look at the Magid Mishnah in Dalad Yud Ches, he writes that the source for this is the Sifrei that we said before. Now, one second. The Sifrei said that it's not aser, not that it is mutter. It's not aser, not that it's aser. So the Magid Mishnah understood that the Sifrei was saying there's no issur d'oraisa, you're potter. That was the lashon. You're potter, but it's potter of a lasser. That would be the makor. Otherwise, we don't really have a makor for the Rambam. Alternatively, or in addition, you could say that the makor for the Rambam is our sugya. Our sugya that says that the atzamo shel iser are mitzdarfim ha'iser assumes that they're aser, at least midravanan. Also, the Gemara in Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph that says pater sounds like perhaps there's an iser at least derabanan. There it says that there's an iser derabanan of bishul basar b'chalav by atzamos. Now you could say, and this goes back to the point you said before, that even if there is an iser derabanan, they're mitzdareif im haheter, meaning to say, it's possible to hold like the Rambam and also hold like the Rash. The Rash says, are they mitzdareif im haheter? The answer is yes, they're mitzdareif im haheter. Levat elis tam haiser. It's also true that there's an iser derabanan to eat them, just like lamashel. At least according to the Rush, the Gid HaNasha is mitzdareif im haheter l'man de'amar ein begidim b'no sein tam. Even though it's certainly usher to eat them, it's iser deraisa to eat the Gid HaNasha. So just because the Rambam writes that there's an iser derabanan to eat bones, or perhaps it's going to be relevant for bone derivatives like gelatin or the like, or crushing up a bone and eating bone dust, or however a person might choose to eat their bones, even though there's an iser derabanan to eat bones, that doesn't necessarily tell me what he holds with respect to the din of vittel, or to say it in reverse, just because the mechaber and the Ramam Ikar Adin Paskin that atzamo shel iser are mitzdareif l'heter, that doesn't necessarily tell me that it's mutter to eat bones. And therefore, when we talk about the practical application of bone eating, which is the discussion of gelatin, it's possible, you can't necessarily say, well, just because the Mechaber and the Ramam Ikar Adin said the Atzamo Shel Iser Mitzdareif L'Heter, that they disagree with this Iser D'Rabbanan, the Rambam writes, that Atzamo Shel Iser are Aser M'D'Rabbanan to eat. Maybe both are true. Maybe it would be like the Gid HaNasha, which is Aser to eat, but also possibly Mitzdareif Im HaHeter B'Vatel Iser. So we have to keep that in mind. Okay, so let's return back to the practical, depends how you look at it. But anyway, the question of how the bittul takes place. We already alluded to these two models, that it takes place either through lachos or without lachos. So let's consider these two models a little more carefully. And as I mentioned, the Prima Gadim discusses this, the Pri Chadash discusses this, the Taz really discusses this, the Prisha Sifkat and Beis discusses this as well, and let's consider them. So the first model, I think the intuitive model, at least I sort of initially assumed, is the model one, that atzamos are dry and they are capable of being mevatel despite their dryness. And the reason why I guess I initially assumed that this is true is because I would have assumed, mikufya, that if they have lachlus, then that lachlus would be usser. So if we say that they're mitzdari flaheter, must be that there is no lachlus. So that's the initial understanding. Now, how then does it work? So like we said, imagine you have one kezayis of iser, basar shel iser, that falls into 40 kezayisim of basar heter and 20 kezayisim of basar iser. Sorry, 40 kezayisim of basar heter and 20 kezayisim of atzamos, whether iser or heter, doesn't really matter, right? So you have 60 kezayisim that the tam shel iser could be mispashet letocho, and that would prevent there from being a tam shel iser in the heter, right? If let's say the potatoes, right? The potatoes in this tavshil won't taste like a nevela, because the tam nevela is mispashet everywhere, so you won't taste it. Great. So that's the simple understanding. So what's the problem with this? So the Pri Chadash says, one second. Well, the you had here, let's say, 40 kazesim of potatoes in this tarobes, right? So the tam of heter also gets absorbed into the atzamos and is presumably reduced. So then there will be a tam shalisser in the heter food. So this doesn't seem to make any sense. So l'chora, it depends on how you look at it. You see, if you were to look at it as follows, again, you have a kazayas of, let's take the example of one kazayas of basar nevela, 40 kazayasim of potatoes, and 20 kazayasim of atzamos. Atzamos can be whatever you want, atzamos shalissa or atzamos shalheter. It doesn't matter in this model because they're all dried out, right? So if you say, well, this is what happens. The basar nevela gets mixed in with the 40 kazesim of potatoes. Everything gets spread out. Now the potatoes have a tam of nevela in it, and then the tam of the potatoes goes into the bones. So you're right. Then the potatoes will continue to have a tam of basar nevela, because the potato, which is now 1/40 nevela, 39/40 potatoes, or right, is going to be pole tam, which is 1/40 nevela, 39 portions potato. So it's going to remain aser, right? It's pole whatever it is. And since the potatoes have a tam nevela, so it's going to be pole to tam nevela. So how do the bones help to be mitzaref? So what does this Bechina Rishona say? No, that's not how it works. The way it works is that you have the kazayas of basar nevela, and that's polate one kazayas of tam nevela, and that one kazayas of tam nevela spreads everywhere b'shave. Nimtza, that there's not going to be any potatoes with the tam nevela. Oh, but we have a different problem now. Okay, so that means that the bones themselves, ke'ilu, are 1/40, will have a tam nevela in them. Not even, yeah. In other words, the tam that the bones absorb is going to be 39 portions potato and one portion nevela. Right? In other words, the bones are being bolea, whatever tam ochel is being diffused, right? Well, what tam ochel is there? One kazayis of iser, 39 kazayisim of heter. I suppose I should say 40 to make it better. 40 kazayisim of heter, one kazayis of iser, 40 kazayisim of heter. Good. So now, what tam will now, if you took that bone and you put it into another pot, will it cause iser? Yeah, because the tam in it is aser. Right? Because, again, in terms of the food in the pot, you have 40 kazesim of heter, 40 potatoes, one kazais of iser. Good. So now, that tam is the tam that enters the bones. So if you took that bone and put it in another pot, it's going to aser the other pot, right? Well, why doesn't it aser this pot? The tam that it's bolea, it should be polate. It's not bolea anything, so then you're stuck again. Then how does it help at all? If it's not bolea anything, so you only had 40 kazesim of potatoes.
Again, the whole svara is that it's so spread out that it's muted tam, such that it's not considered halakhic tam shalisser.
But what? It's spread out, but what makes it? What? L'chora, let's just imagine it this way, right? Each potato is polate one kazais of tam potato. Okay? And there's one kazayas of nevela. That's polate one kazayas of tam nevela. Right. Now that taroves of 40 parts tam potato, one part tam nevela, is now the tam that's nivla into the bones.
But each kazayas of bone only has 1/60 of kazayas nevela.
That's true. But that tam that it's bolea, it's going to be hader polet, right? Assuming
that's
bones are yavesh.
Time.
If this was a kli, what would you say?
If what? If the bones were?
Yeah. In fact, we know you can make bones into kalim. Right? Bone china. I don't know if they put bones in China anymore. In bone China. They do. Oh, there we go. So, we'll have to talk about that. Can you buy bone china? Oh, we'll get that's some elucidation. So now, we'll talk about that. But, right, in other words, so that's the kasha that the Pri Chadash asks. Whatever enters is going to leave. So, the Pri Megadim answers this question. It's not a good question, and this is the reason why the Pri Chadash rejects this model, and others will see rejected as well, that Taz rejects it. But if you're going to take this approach, this is the approach of the Prisha, by the way, as well. If you're going to take this approach, the Pri Megadim says you have to give the following answer, and this is the answer of the Pri Toar. And the answer is that the Tam that's Nichnas, it's really what Eliot was saying, but you need a kunz, is an Isser Mashehu. And we paskin that an Isser Mashehu that's Balua is not Niflat. Right? This brings us back to what we talked about before, Ben Azmanim. Now, that makes us assume the following. That principle, right, we saw it in the Rashba, that an Isser Mashehu that's Niflat, that's Nivla is not Niflat, is true only for food, and it's not true for Kalim. Right? If you have a Kli that's Bolea Mashu, of course it's polate that time. And that's because Kalim aren't sticky and food is sticky. So you have to say then that we treat bones like food, and therefore, since they're Bolea and Isser Mashu, since all they are Boleas and Isser Mashu, it's not polate. So that's what the Pri Megadim answers for this first model. Now the problem with that is, one second, who says it's an Isser Mashu, right? So this is where what Eliot said was correct. Because we define Isser Mashu as anything less than Shishim, anything that's less than being no Sin Tam. Now since it's only 1/60th, like Eliot pointed out, so then it's by definition an Isser Mashu. And if you say, any time you're Boleya in Isser Mashu, you're not Polate in Isser Mashu, so then now we could understand why Atzamos, Yevashim, are capable of being Mevatel Isser. Now we only have one last problem with this, which is Maishna Atzamos from Kalim. In other words, if you're going to treat Atzamos as Yevashim entirely, why are they different than Kalim? We know that Kalim, we already saw in Simen Tzadiches, and we're going to see it again in Simen Tzadiches, aren't Mitzdari Flaheter. Why not? Right, I'm not talking about a Kli Shebala Isser, I'm talking about a Kli Shebala Heter, a Kli Shel Heter, right? So the Prisha says, you're right. The problem with Kalim is that we're concerned that they're already saturated, right? If it's a used Kli, this Kli might be fully saturated with Blios, and therefore it won't necessarily absorb the Tam Shel Isser. But in a Hanami, a new Kli would be exactly like a bone. Aye, so that new Kalim should be Mitztaref Levatel Isser. And he says, you're right! According to this model, new kalim are mevatel, mitztarif levitel ha'iser. Right, there's no difference between bone china and bones, except new bone china. Except that a low plug, they didn't want to say that kalim chadashim are mitztarif levatel and kalim yishanim are not. It's too complicated. So they said, low plug, all kalim are not mitztarif, but bones are mitztarif. Of course, that's only new bones, right? Old bones, meaning, say, bones that are already boleis or aren't mitzdarif. That's already in Shulchan Aruch. We'll see that as well. But they weren't worried about that low plug because you're not going to get confused between the new bones and old bones, but you might get confused between a new kalim and old kalim. So that is the first model, the Bechina Rishona. And as we've seen, there are a lot of difficulties, not necessarily unanswerable questions, but nevertheless difficulties with this model. So this brings us to the second option, which is that bones have lachluchas. In which case, we could say that they're mevatel in a way that's very similar to the way food is mevatel. Just like a potato is mevatel the tam iser, so too the bones, which have lachos. Now, one second, if they have lachos, how could they be aser? So either you're going to say it's exer sakasa, or you'll say it doesn't matter because they're enam v'no same tam. So therefore they could be mitzdarev levatel, even though they have no tam. Oh. Now, even this could work in two different ways. According to the way, and this is a subtle difference, I'll just mention it, the way the Pri Chadash understands this model is that bones are polate their lachos and cause the bittel to take place kilu in the taroves, right? In other words, along with everything else, exactly like food. The Taz says that they're not polate anything, they're bolea the tam iser, and inside of them, that the lachos shall ha'etzem is neval velas atam ha'iser, that's kanos in balua betocho. Now, this is what leads, if you assume that you need lachos to cause the bittel, so this is why the Pri Chadash says, well, you have to be choshesh that there isn't enough lachos to be mevatel, and that's why he thinks that we have to be machmir for min b'sheino mino, that the lachos can't be mevatel. But let's say the Taz says, no, it's the lachos that's being mevatel it, that's being mevalvel it, and you don't have to be concerned, the stam bone, we could presume, has lachos in it. Could also be whether their choshish or not relates to their understanding of whether it's the lachos that's being niflat and being mevalvel outside of it, or whether it's being mevalvel it inside of it, or the like. Now, l'chora though, a nafka mina would come out from this approach, which is that if you had atzamos yivashim, so then they wouldn't be capable of being mevalvel and mevatel, according to the b'china shniya, or, for example, if you had something else, like eggshells, right, which are yivashim, they would not be capable of being mevalvel. It's almost like the exact opposite of the havamin of the rash, right? Anyway, so that would be. Now the problem is that the Shach holds in Siman Sadi Beis Klipos are mitzarif, so maybe we'll say he holds like the Bechina Rishona, but you can't, because in Siman Sadi Beis he holds that which enters leaves, so therefore he can't hold of the, at least the pre-Torah's understanding of the Bechina Rishona. So maybe we'll get back to that point. Yeah?
According to the Taz, I have some other form of hetter in this mixture, so that should now have too much isser in it, because nothing's left atzamos. So if I have one nevela, 40 potatoes, 20 atzamos, so now the potatoes are going to be...
But, so he has to go 40. He has to go back to the first assumption that that the Bechina Rishona was making as well,
yeah,
which
so
is that it's...
Yeah, going back to actually go to the Bechina Rishona.
No. Because you might say the following. You might say that the concern with the Bechina Rishon is that which is Nivla will be Niflat. And that is solved by the Lachos. Because inside the bone, the Tom in the bones...
No.
So there's no Tom in the potatoes for sure. Why? Because the one Kezias of Tom is Mispashe B'Shavah B'Kulam. It equally diffuses. Good. Now, there's a separate concern, which is that which is absorbed is secreted. Now that is what causes the Taz, or at least some Achronim, to reject Bechina Rishona. And that's why he says, but since the internal Lachos is Mevalvel, so that solves that problem. So that, it depends why you reject Bechina Rishona. But if you reject Bechina Rishona for that reason, then the Taz makes a lot of sense. Yeah, and that's why the Pri Chadash doesn't like it, because he rejects Bechina Rishona for the other reason, right? And that's why he thinks that he also rejects Bechina Shniyah, basically.
If you hold the Bechina Shniyah, you have to say not like the Yerushalmi, that the
people. So it depends if you assume Klipin are Yavesh. But if you assume that Klipin are totally Yavesh and have no Lachos in them, then Lachora, you're right.
Then what would be... If you hold
except no, not necessarily. Well, you see, the question is, the Yerushalmi is different. That's not a problem now that I think about it, because Yerushalmi is talking about a shear, and it's not talking about tam, and it's not talking about lachos. Everything might be dry, right? And therefore, there's two. This question and Yerushalmi are slightly different. There, it's talking about what's mitzdarif to the shear, mea, masayim, or whatever. And we'll say that the klipin, shalissar, mitzdarif, leheter. Good. here we have a different question. We're happy to say that the atzamos are mitzdarif, but what about the tam? To which we have to say no, that the lachos is mevaldel. So it does not have to be against Yerushalmi. You certainly would not want to go against Yerushalmi because the Yerushalmi is the makor for this whole thing. But it does have to work a little differently than the Yerushalmi. So when you're dealing with nesinas tam, so then you would not be able to say something that dried out, right, like a kli or an eggshell or the like, is mitzdarif. Yeah, but the Yerushalmi then serves as a model that Isser could be mitzdarif leheter, but then you still have another hurdle to overcome, which is the tam, and you have to say this vart. But without the Yerushalmi, you wouldn't necessarily say that Isser could be mevatel heter. In other words, you're absolutely correct that if you follow the Bechina Rishona, the equality to the Yerushalmi is much stronger. And according to the Bechina Shnia, you would say that what we're deriving from the Yerushalmi is the possibility of Isser being mitzdarif leheter, but the way it works there is different than the way it works here. Because once you assume that the Metzius is the way it is, and you assume that we learn from the Yerushalmi that Heter has the capability, Isser has the capability of mitzdarif leheter, so now the din of the Bavli makes no sense. Because there's not going to be any tam. No, because even if it was mimbeinu mino, there would be no tam. Because practically speaking, the lachlus is mevalvel as a tam. So why should it be aser? Must be in asmachta. But without the Yerushalmi, so we would have said no. Heter iser is no capability mevatel heter. It's, you know, it's interesting because it gets you a little bit, nervous. That this whole discussion of how it works, right, everything we've had, is all in the Achronim. It's not in the Rishonim at all. The Rishonim don't seem to bother to raise this question, but at the same time, it does seem to be a real question. You have to answer it. But it's all in the Pri Chadash and the Taz and the Pri Megadim and the like. It's not, I don't know of any Rishonim that asked this question about how does it work? How does it work? Okay. So our next topic is gelatin. Did I send you the Makoros on gelatin? Okay, so I guess we'll wait till Wednesday so you can have a chance to look at it before. I'll send you the Makoros. Meaning to say, the two main makoros you should see, if you're only going to have a chance to see two, you should see Reb Chaim Ozer's Tshuva, and you could read a part of Reb Aaron's Tshuva, or the whole thing if you'd like. They're two Tshuvos, and they're both quite long. Now, it's not on Bar Ilan. I have a hard copy in the Beis Medrash if you want to borrow mine. The Beis Medrash also has a copy. And I would guess that you could get it on Hebrew Books or something like that. I'll just tell you the Makoros now, so you could look them up. That way I don't have to send you them. The Reb Chaim Ozer is Achiezer Chela Gimel Simen Lamed Gimel. And the Osei. And the Mishnas Rabbi Aaron is Chelak Aleph, Simen Tezayin, and Simen Yud Zayin. They're really different. But I would say if you're going to pick one, pick Yud Zayin. They're not contradictory, but they do consider the matter from different issues. And there are some other tshuvos. If you want more, there's Tzitz Eliezer and Chelek Dalid in the Pticha quotes that deals with it. There's a tshuva. I need to find where I wrote it down. From Rav Avadia, who quotes many opinions by many people. But, take a look at, somewhere, I don't remember where, it's written down here somewhere, but I don't remember. I don't remember where the tshuva from Avadia is. I'll tell you next time, Bli Nadir. Okay. All right, so we'll stop here. We'll do gelatin, which won't take us too long, and then we'll start from Sif Base, and we'll do Sif Base and Sif Gimel, and hopefully Sif Dalet, at least start Sif Dalet next time. So try to get up to Sif Dalet for Wednesday. And then next week we'll do Bitul Asur L'Chatchila, which is Sif Hei.